I'm fine with this being
long.
Yeah,
me too.
It's just it may not come out for like 3 months.
Okay.
I have so much else I have to do besides
No, this is the most important thing.
I'm Richard Clark.
And I'm Bethany Perkins.
We can't stop talking about the Enneagram.
So we decided to start a podcast where we get it all out of our system.
We're not experts.
We're just obsessed.
It's No Chill Enneagram.
A safe space for Enneagram fanatics.
And a really dumb idea for a podcast. All right, so now that we have talked to all of our favorite
people. Just all of them. And only our favorite people.
Only, yeah. If people didn't drop in for the show, they're not on the
right.
list of favorite.
Yeah, that includes your wife, my parents, mm-hmm. my yeah. dog,
my
your son. And this.
My one-year-old daughter.
Yeah, she's not been on this.
My daughter turned one since we started
she
this podcast.
She did. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay, so we're going to do a little segment that we like to call. How bad has it gotten?
Yes.
How bad has it gotten? I forgot how to even say the name of this segment.
Any way you want.
This is a segment where we talk about how bad our love for the Enneagram has mm-hmm. gotten over the past several months that we've done this podcast.
Yeah.
And I think we need to talk about how this podcast has affected our... You know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Like, yeah. I'm really trying to think, like, has my... Yeah, my Enneagram obsession has for sure gotten worse since starting this yeah. podcast.
So it hasn't had the effect of getting it out of your
no,
system.
No, not at all. For instance, since starting this, I have actually decided that I really do want to, like, study the Enneagram and, like, learn it officially for real.
Educate mm-hmm. people.
And educate people and not get hate comments.
Well, good luck with that.
I'll always get hate comments. But, yeah, so that wasn't something I really thought about doing seriously before starting this. I'm going to do that.
So when can we sign up for your workshop or your
summit? I'm like... getting like a special like craft beer brewed for it.
Okay, good.
We're all gonna get.
And I'll just bring the mason.
Yeah,
jars.
You bring the mason jars. There will be oat milk. Anyway, it's gonna be in 2020. So mark your calendars. Just the whole year.
Just
mark off the whole year for that. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, I have more.
Okay.
So now my friends ask me Enneagram questions all the time. Like, they kind of did before. Like, oh, I just need to talk to someone about the Enneagram. I'll talk to Bethany. But now it's like every week. And like multiple different people are like always asking me questions about the Enneagram. And it's a lot. Sometimes I'm like, I don't want to answer a question about the Enneagram right now, but then I do it. So,
but then I do. Yeah. And that's how bad
yep.
it's gotten. I'm literally forced to talk about it.
Yeah. So.
For me, it's gotten pretty bad, I think. I have felt myself like rebelling against my obsession with the Enneagram lately. Mm. I mentioned this in the year in review episode where we like gave out awards, the Enne Awards mm-hmm. episode. But I am really like kind of like tired of making everything about the Enneagram. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I just find it to be like a thing I go to when I'm talking about relationships mm-hmm. and people.
It's hard not to.
And even... It's really, really yeah. hard, and I think it's become a habit
yeah.
as opposed to getting it out of our system,
yeah.
right? Like, I'm not, you know, and again, I stand by everything I've said about the Enneagram. I think it's great. I think it does a really good job of giving you handles around what to say,
yeah.
But also, it's pretty lame when you're talking to a person who has no idea what the Enneagram is, and you feel the need to explain what the Enneagram is, and then tell them about a number. That is a lame move. Don't do that move, people. But I've done it several times since we started this podcast. And part of the reason is my brain just, like, goes there.
It is really trained. Automatic and really, what's the word? Invasive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to, and I mentioned this to you or someone, I think maybe my wife mentioned
this. She mentioned it to me, yeah.
Yeah, so I want to, after tonight, starting tomorrow, I'm going to fast from the Enneagram for a month. So that means I don't know what I'm going to read or like what's going to yell at me in the morning when I wake up.
Oh my gosh, are you going to unsubscribe from those emails?
I have to, right? Like I can't read any of that.
Okay, so.
So I need a replacement.
Ariana Grande. Just her music.
Just like every morning she, a lyric from Ariana Grande.
I don't know. That was just, it just came into my head. It doesn't really make sense.
Well, hey, how about this? What if I read the Bible every
day? Oh, yeah. That would be crazy. You should for sure do that. But wait, okay, I have more questions about this Enneagram fast.
Okay.
So if you find yourself like watching a TV show and you're like, this person seems like a nine, will you stop yourself from like thinking about it?
I mean, I get the goal is to get to a place where I don't have that habit.
Okay.
That's all I can tell you. So that just means like whenever I want to talk about it, not doing that. Mm-hmm. Whenever Jennifer wants to talk
you're
about
gonna
it,
you're going to have to like shut her down so much.
I know. I told her last night because she brought up some Enneagram thing and I was like in talking about some other people. We were just talking about people and she brings up an Enneagram thing and it was so annoying to me because it's something I do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was like, I cannot wait until this is not something I do anymore.
You know what I mean? I don't hate it as much as you do. But, yeah, I can see where you're coming from.
Anyway, I love the Enneagram, guys. I feel like now our audience is turning against me, probably.
Yeah, I mean, I had to work hard not to turn against you. How am I going to talk to you? I won't be able to talk to you about the Enneagram.
You know, I'm not going to be a weird stickler about it, but the goal is, you know, definitely not to read anything about it. Definitely not to listen to any podcasts and definitely not
talk about it. Okay, that's going to be
hard. Especially the big habit I want to break. Okay, I'm going to be really sincere now and just say the big habit I want to break is to stop trying to explain the way people are through their number. I think it's fine sometimes to do that, but it has become an impulse.
Yeah.
An automatic thing.
Because there is an explanation.
Yeah, but I just think it's really complex.
Yeah.
And sometimes we're trying to like simplify things. And I don't want to make the argument that people may go, oh, you're putting me in a box. Mm-hmm. That's not what I'm talking about. But when you're applying the Enneagram to other people, like it can go off the rails pretty quickly. Yeah. And I don't think a lot of people are aware of that.
Yeah, I agree with that. I sometimes am annoyed with myself and others with how someone will do something wrong. Someone will do something that annoys or offends you. And you'll be like, ugh, it's because they're a six or, you know, like, and I don't like doing that. It's annoying and rude.
And even if the even if the impulse isn't even if it's like, well, okay, but that's because they're a six.
Yeah.
Even that is to me, it's like short circuiting some amount of work it takes to get to know the person really.
Yeah.
Like to actually talk to them about why they're doing that. You know what I mean?
And then we also do it for ourselves. Like, well, I did that because I'm a two.
And honestly, I don't know if I'll ever break that habit.
Yeah.
Because I also had a really beneficial conversation with Jennifer last night on our date about how I think I've used like the going to one thing, like fours going to one thing is in health. as like a way of coping with life, and I'm now at a place where I'm ready to grow beyond that and go back to like healthy four mode, as opposed to just living in one all the time just to cope.
Did you do you feel like you consciously chose to do that?
Yes.
Hmm.
I was having like a hard time regulating my emotions. I was having a hard time just like with mental health stuff. And at some point I said, I'm going to have to go to one or I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah.
And so I started making lists. I started reading self-help books. You know, I started doing a lot of things. I mean, even this podcast is a result of me saying I'm going to concretize things in my life.
Which isn't bad, but yeah.
But I want to focus more, you know, going forward on like, on like, what does a healthy four actually look like? Not going to security, but like living out their aesthetic beauty and whatever.
That's a very four thing to say.
They're living out their like emotional realness in a way that actually benefits people. And I've got a lot of ideas about that. And I feel like I'm starting to do that now, which is pretty exciting, actually.
Yeah.
And just to be clear, and this is what I'm going to launch into our next segment now, which is how rad has it gotten? Which we're debuting this segment tonight.
Yeah.
I think it's time.
It is.
To be clear, I think that the Enneagram has helped me get to this place. I don't think, like, I don't think without coping at one and without recognizing that I was a four, I would have known, like, what I have to offer the world. But I'm very aware now that emotional realness is a gift. And I'm very aware now that, like, a sense of aesthetic beauty, like, can also be a real gift, and I'm able to figure out, like, I'm starting to figure out how to use that gift.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. It's making me think a lot.
Okay, I'll just sit here and wait while you think.
Give me like 10 minutes. No, I'm fine.
Bethany, how rad has it gotten?
Well, shoot, I kind of forgot we were going to do how rad has it gotten. How rad has it gotten? I don't know. How rad has my obsession with the Enneagram gotten? I'm just repeating the question.
What have you gotten out of the Enneagram? Okay. Like, what's good about it? That's the question.
Deeper friendships, for sure. Because it does just give... I had really close friends before, but yeah, some of my friendships that are more like centered around the Enneagram are deeper because it gives us language, like we've said so many times, to describe things about ourselves. It gives us understanding for other people. I don't know, this podcast is pretty great, so there's that.
This is a good podcast.
It's a good podcast. I really like it, genuinely. Who would have thought? I don't know, not me. I wouldn't have thought.
Okay. What was I going to say? I was going to say
something. I don't know. What were you going to say? You're realizing all of the amazing things about being a four.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Are you okay, Bethany? Are you like falling apart over there?
Maybe.
That Moscow mule is creeping up on you.
I'm just like not in a place right now where I'm like seeing all the great things about being a two.
Okay, say
but
more
I'll
about
get
that.
There somewhere sometime someday.
I like that you said that out loud. So please say more about that.
I feel like there are some things in particular about being a two that feel like a burden to me, and when I talk about it with my friends, they're like reminding me that like that's a gift, and I just don't feel that way. Ugh.
What things feel like a burden that they're saying are a gift?
Like
yeah, I love that. Also, I'm just calling it out.
What?
You're breathing really hard
right now. I know I am.
You are like freaking out. But I appreciate you going there. I know,
because this is just, like, sad. Like, I don't want to make people sad.
No, people are going to love this.
Okay. Well, I'll try to stop breathing.
No, please continue to breathe.
So, being empathetic, being emotionally sensitive, I, like, absorb the feelings and emotions of people around me, which allows me to be really connected with people. It allows me to be empathetic, but it is exhausting and overwhelming. And yeah.
Yeah.
That's a main thing.
I mean, I relate to all of that, honestly.
Yeah.
Everything you just said, like, I've struggled with.
Mm-hmm.
As a four.
Yeah.
Which is not that phrase I will never say again.
Never?
As a four.
That's, I mean, not true.
Not for a month.
Okay. You will say that again.
Yeah, I will. It is a gift, though. I mean, you know, it's really frustrating to feel like it's, you have to own it.
Mm-hmm.
Own it all.
Yeah. So, wow, that, how rad has it gotten? Took a turn.
I was trying to figure out how to turn it around.
Wow. Well, should we type some reviews?
Hold on. First and foremost, remember that if you're not addressing your own needs, it's highly unlikely that you'll be able to meet anyone else's needs without problems.
Yes.
Underlying resentments and continual frustration.
Yeah.
I read that right off the Enneagram Institute.
Wow. Thanks. I do know that.
Do you feel like you've learned how to take care of yourself? We started this season, I feel like, with self-care talk. So
we did. It's hard because my needs and taking care of myself is becoming more complicated.
yeah. Like, what do you mean by that?
I mean, I might have you edit this out, but
okay.
Just for the sake of being honest, like, I need to go to counseling. I need to go see doctors. Like,
yeah,
that's what I need to do to take care of myself. And it's hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
They're big steps.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So I don't know, but yes, like, I'm taking those steps.
I'm sorry, Bethany.
Thanks. It's okay. This is the saddest episode.
No.
No, chill.
No, trust me. No, look, we've built it in. We've built this structure so that we will start making fun of reviews in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You're a really gifted and wise person. That's what I've learned about you.
Thank you.
And you're good at conversations. You're good at listening. And you, the wisdom thing is a big deal. So you'll get there. The other stuff is like muscle building, right? Like training and like the emotional regulation is not something I had a handle on until maybe a year ago.
Hmm.
And I didn't even really have a handle on it. I mean, honestly, until I started taking medication.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just freaking sucks. It freaking sucks to feel like other people ruin your day all the time.
Oh my gosh, that is like my life.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it does and like, suck.
Like, I would have entire days, weeks at work where I couldn't do any work.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt like so-and-so was mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
Or sad or whatever it is, you know.
Yeah.
That's when you know you got to do something.
Yeah. And my bandwidth for like dealing with things that normally like should be fine with me, it's like they're not fine.
Mm. Like, so something shifted.
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know. Actually, I think one thing I could point to was I hit the 1 year mark of health issues.
Mm.
And, like, I just started thinking about, like, it's been a year. I haven't felt good for over a year.
Ugh.
And that is really sad.
Yeah. I had a week where my arm was hurting. And I bring that up to say, even that, like, ruined my week.
Yeah.
Like, I could not deal. I was just mad all the time.
Yeah. And
yeah. That's tough.
It is. Yeah. I know. I think about people who deal with, like, way more severe things than I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
But I don't know how they do it.
I know.
I mean, it's just insane. Do it because you have to.
Like, pain in particular.
Yeah.
Pain is just, like, changes your life.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, sickness, too. Like, anytime I'm sick, I'm... Like, these days, I'm sick so much that when I'm not sick, I actually am like, oh, this is amazing. It feels like an exception. Like, it feels like a vacation when I'm not sick.
Yeah.
I remember when you were young, you used to, like, love being sick because you just stay at home and watch Price is Right.
Yeah.
Man.
I know. Yeah, but when you're an adult and you're sick, it's just like, oh my gosh, like, I'm not at the office. I can't get my work done. This is horrible. No one takes care of me when I'm sick.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, for Jennifer and I, it's even like us trying to get away with, like, not having to help the other person.
Right.
Like, the other person's sick and we're like, okay, but can you deal? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it sucks.
Yeah.
All right. That was cathartic.
Yeah. I'm a little sad now.
This sounds like a really good time for the typing review speed death round. Bethany, mm-hmm. we have really gotten ourselves into a fix.
Yeah, we have.
We have a lot of reviews left.
We have a lot,
have to finish them right now in this moment.
Uh-huh.
I'm just, like, losing my mind thinking about the fact that we have to do this.
We're going
to
do it.
We're going to do it as fast as possible. We're going to trade off, and we're going to start with me, I guess.
Okay.
Enneagrate by Peachy Betts, 5 stars. This is the way to dork out with the Enneagram. Thank you for not treating it as a sacred mystery and honoring the God-given urge to type all the things.
Mm-hmm.
I like the segments. I like the rankings. I like the lovable hosts. Looking forward to spinoffs. No chill No Chill MBTI, No Chill Strengths Finder, and No Chill Hogwarts House.
Yes, I'm starting that podcast.
I don't know about that. I mean,
you don't need to know about it because I know about it.
You're just going to go do it without me?
I don't know how to answer that.
All right. Well, what do you think?
I think 7.
I think 8 on this one. I get a interesting 8 feel on this.
Okay. Well, we don't have a lot of time to spend on it, so 8
Move on.
It is. Okay. The next one. Super fun and actually helpful. 5 stars from Mitchell Almighty Jedi Killer. Wow.
That's a good name.
That's great. This podcast is super, super fun and very enjoyable. And contrary to what the reputation might be, it's actually really helpful to understand people.
Wait a minute. What is our reputation out there?
Unhelpful.
Is there some Enneagram conference where everyone's talking about us?
Yeah.
Okay.
No doubt. There's no pretentiousness, and that is helpful to hear. Oh, wait. Yeah. To hear true thoughts and people's actual opinions. I'm sorry I wrote this while busy. It might not make sense. 7.
Correct. Yes, it does not. Okay, I wrote this while busy. 6.
Okay.
Jokes and juicy bits from Anne Hammy. 5 stars. Well edited. Thank you very much. That's all me. Mm-hmm. And fun podcast that has a way of drawing listeners in and then kicking us in the gut with some real juicy information at mm-hmm. the end.
We like to kick
that
you.
That is my one critique. The corny jokes are enjoyable, and I like the games you play with guests, but I end up wanting the realer parts of the episodes to last longer. Man, you guys should have heard what Bethany and I just did.
Oh gosh.
Maybe
yeah,
these
you probably
two,
won't.
Maybe these two could be mixed in together like a glorious soup of paradoxical realities. Now I'm just sounding ridiculous. Mostly because I already feel ridiculous writing a review. Good thing you two like making fun of people. Also, oh let's be gosh. Friends and share some coffee sometime. Great work. Annie, two? Emmy, send me an email if you're in town. Let's,
me
let's
too.
Have a coffee.
Yeah, me too. I feel like it's a two because she wants to hang out. She wants to be friends.
Okay.
It's relational.
I don't know. There's something about that glorious soup of paradoxical realities.
Oh, yeah.
Wonder.
Maybe not a two. I would never say something like that. And I speak for all twos.
Maybe like a one or something. I don't know. It's not a one, but anyway.
We okay, have to pick something.
Let's go with two. You're,
okay.
You're, all right, next one.
Hilarious. From Husk Girl. 5 stars.
This is so fun. Yeah.
As serious as the Enneagram can get, I'm super glad this podcast makes it light and funny and doesn't take it above and beyond to the point where it's so spiritually cheesy that it makes you want to gag. Congratulations on finding the ridiculous happy medium. That's capitalized. Keep up the laughter and good work.
Cool.
Thanks, girl, husk girl.
Girl, husk girl. Who would want a gag from spiritually cheesy stuff? Eight,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Bleep you, Enya haters. 5 stars. Thomas Mark Zuniga. An actually brilliant idea for a podcast. Keep up the great work, you guys. You're doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, how can you make this work less about you and more about him? Hashtag bleep you in the thought. All right. Well, that was a little bit of a weird.
We need to make the
that
work
like a four.
Less about you and more about him.
Here's why I think that's a four. Are you ready?
Okay, yeah.
I have this thing where sometimes I'll say stuff and assume people know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not what I'm saying, what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And
he's like, doing something.
He's doing something there.
Yeah.
But I'm not in his brain, so I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
That's a four.
Okay.
Cool.
Agreed. Okay. I love the laughter. 5 stars. Oh my goodness. This was so amazing to listen to. I kept
this
laughing
is,
in the
way,
car.
By the way, this is Emma Bema 17.
Emma Bema 17. That's fun to say.
It is.
Okay, I kept laughing in the car with my earbuds in, and my family kept looking at me weird because music shouldn't be that funny. I haven't listened to any other Enneagram podcasts, but this has set the standard high. Well, good. Don't listen to any of the other ones.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah. Richard and Bethany aren't experts, but they made me laugh so hard. Amazing segments, tactful honesty, common sense, and wisdom grants this review 3 claps. I don't know. That's okay. Stop.
Sorry.
That.
I just want to say that Weird Al Yankovic is funny music.
Yeah, you're right about that. So what's her any num?
Well, what kind of number would think music shouldn't be funny?
But she loves, this is all about laughter. She loves the laughter.
Loving the laughter.
Loves it.
9. Tactful honesty. Feels like a 9.
Common sense and wisdom. Sure, 9.
All right. Totally want tight. 5 stars from Ruskett.
We're going to type you.
Favorite new host in podcast. This person has a way with words. They just refuse to use whole sentences. This is amazing. Yes. Not taking themselves too seriously, yet honest admission to their obsession. And obviously our obsession to reading or writing a review. Surprisingly loved. Like, there's no I in this sentence. This is amazing.
Yeah.
surprisingly loved the number focused episodes that I thought I'd be interested in.
Least interested in.
Just thank you. And if I ever have investment money, I'll send some your way. That is incredible. Thank you. Hashtag no chill Enia fam. P.S. I love the accent, Richard, and the laugh, Bethany. Okay, what accent is she talking
your
about?
Your accent.
I don't understand.
Your anyway, southern accent.
My southern accent. Well, I tell you what, honey. Okay, she's a...
Two. She wants to give us her money.
Yeah. That's true. All right, go.
Okay. Funny, insightful, and real. I listened to 9 of your podcasts while I worked, and it's been super fun. I love how self-aware you guys are, and that there's no pretentiousness among the hosts and people who comes onto the show. Love it. From Maverick 0781.
All right, they listened to 9 of our podcasts, so there are 9.
Yeah, it was a hidden message.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not crazy. From Mish 83. 5 stars. The only podcast where I end up laughing out loud and people look at me like a crazy person. And I'm like, I'm not crazy, but I am a 3. There it is. Mm-hmm. And I'm just about to do this really awesome thing right now. And it's all thanks to this podcast I'm listening to. No chill Enneagram. So y'all go subscribe. End quote. Love you guys. Keep bringing the LOLs.
Applause.
All right.
I love it.
Your turn. She's we already 3. Know there are 3s.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh, this is my favorite.
Okay, cool.
1,000 out of 5 stars. It's 5 stars.
Liar.
But it's called 1,000 out of 5 stars from right. Jamie Koenig.
It only registers as a 5-star review.
Right. Anyway, Jamie Koenig is my best friend.
Oh, really?
So everyone listen up.
Is she the host of Serial?
Yes.
Okay, go.
I cannot keep silent any longer. My nervousness of being ill-equipped to adequately express my love for this podcast has kept me away from the review section for far too long. I love this podcast like Michael Scott loves Burlington Coat Factory. I laugh. I cry from laughing. I eat, not Enneagram related. I'm just usually snacking while I listen. Bethany and Richard, thank you for a heartfelt, hilarious, and fabulous look at the Enneagram and life. The world before a no chill Enneagram is dead to me.
I agree.
Yeah. Thank you for being the reason I laugh out loud in Starbucks and receive confused stares.
This is now a thing.
It is! You people laugh out loud and people think they're crazy. Thank you for setting an Enneagram fire ablaze in my heart. Thank you for the endless insights from you and your guests, so that now my internal judgments of people are in Enneagram language.
6.
For all of these things, I am eternally grateful. Also, shout out to Matt for the awesome No Chill logos and graphics.
Yeah, 6, right?
Yeah. Did you, like, remember that, or did you just guess?
Yeah, I remembered it. Okay. I remembered it, but also it's really obvious.
It is, especially the nervousness about being ill-equipped to adequately express her love.
To me, the judgment of other people.
And that too. Well, for sure, yeah.
All right. I downloaded iTunes just to leave this review. See, that is how it's
done. That makes me happy.
I get so many people telling me I don't use iTunes. I'm like, yeah. You totally can. Do you have a computer?
Which reminds me, because I have one to read from Instagram. But go ahead.
Okay. That person needs to get iTunes. Mm-hmm. All right. From 5 stars from Jalori. I listen to a lot of great podcasts regularly, but this one is my favorite. I'll stop another one in the middle to listen to this one as soon as it drops.
Aw.
Sorry, Serial. It's like hanging out with great friends who also have surprising insights. I love the irreverence and even the trash talk, because an oft-picked-on type 1... It makes me feel so... I'm assuming there's supposed to be an as in there.
Yeah.
Because as an oft picked on type 1, it makes me feel so seen and unbroken when I see myself in the type 1 criticism. Oh, I love that. A lot. Wow. This is the best way to get your friends interested in the Enneagram. I recommend it all the time.
Aw.
That was a great review. They're
it
a 1.
It was. They are a 1. Great job, y'all. With some emojis. 5 stars.
You have to say the emoji.
Okay, clapping hand. Party thing. Clapping hand.
Party thing.
What is that?
It's like a party thing, you know.
Yeah. From Rachel, Rachel Mogul. My favorite Enneagram podcast. Y'all are so funny and fun. Thank you for bringing some levity to the typically serious Ennea talk. When my friends bait me into an Enneagram conversation because they all know I'm obsessed, I now just tell them to go listen to your podcast. I won't tell you my type, but I think both of you could use some more healthy versions of my type in your lives.
Mm.
We're not all on roller skates all of the time, crying, laughing face, heart, keep up the great work. So 7.
Did we ever make a roller skate joke about 7s?
I think about
7s,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah,
like, I had no ideas. I had no preconceived notions about 7s on roller skates.
I mean, I do, so I probably said that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this next one's called Best. 5 stars. PhDJ. Love how lighthearted you all are. For anyone who needs a break from the liturgist, which is everyone, give NC... That was my comment. But
yeah. Yeah.
Give NCE a try. So much love, guys. Sincerely, 9.
9.
Okay, it's 9.
He didn't say sincerely. That was nice of you to add that. From?
With much love.
Okay. Okay. Rebel 1. 5 stars.
Oh, interesting.
From Shalina M. I know you told me not to leave a review, but I had to break the rules because this podcast is so great, crying laughing face. Thank you guys for this lighthearted place to talk about the Enneagram. This is how my friends and I talk about it, and it's great to hear it from others as well. Always fun and sometimes informative. Thumbs up.
Always informative. Come on.
Keep up the great work, guys.
1. She says she's a Rebel 1 in the title.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we said could be a 1 or an 8. But...
Nope, she literally put 1 in the
oh,
title.
Oh, Rebel 1.
She's telling us.
I didn't, like, I don't know what I thought that meant. Lol.
Okay. Lovely smiley emoticon. Not an emoji. An emoticon.
Mm.
From Aviva Heart. Hi there. I only I'm going to start doing voices. Hi there. I only recently stumbled upon your podcast, but I have been really enjoying myself. Your lighthearted and funny way of looking at it and talking about the Enneagram is lovely to hear. And I'm a big fan of several of your guests that have come on. Namely, big surprise, Chris Hewerts and Ryan O'Neill. I haven't been learning about the Enneagram for very long, but I'm already obsessed. Sweaty, laughy face. I'm a type 9, I think. And it's been crazy seeing how many things about my personality or actions, even as a little kid, are explained in some way or another. I can't wait for the next episode. As all... Oh, I have some bad news for you. As always... And... As always. And keep what you, keep doing what you're doing. Heart, 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 heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a 9. Okay.
9. Okay. Music corrections. Oh boy. I'm not ready for this. 4 stars from Misophonia. Dying. Wow.
Misophonia dying.
Dramatic. Okay.
You know.
Love the podcast. You do get a couple things wrong.
Oh, what do you know?
But what I could
Here
not
go.
Let go unsaid is the music opinions of what numbers listen to. I work under 2 sixes, and I can tell you Richard was 1000% correct about cheesy country. Also, for all the fives in my life, they really don't listen to music. And when it comes to eights, I would say house music or dance music. All the eights in my life love a great dance jam. Eights are not all hate and violence, but they do kill any dance floor. Did we ever say that eights were all hate and violence?
I say it every day to all my eight friends.
I mean,
telling them good
morning. Wow, this is a lot.
Well, I just want to point out that I was 1000% correct about cheesy.
Okay. Well, you were not when I asked all the other sixes in my life. Yes.
Okay.
Hands down.
Okay.
No question.
Guilty pleasures. Guilty pleasure for all Enneagram numbers. Not any Enneagram
lovers.
Enneagram lovers. Not all of them. 5 stars from Miss As Man. That's how I choose to read that.
Sure.
How bad has it gotten? My husband, 7ween6, is seriously considering starting a podcast called Anything Else. A safe space for those who love an Enneagram addict. Look, we're going to have you fill out some paperwork before you can do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, for sure.
We've started implementing an Enneagram swear jar, lol. I've listened to and loved an endless stream of other Enneagram podcasts, but this one is lighthearted and a place to let loose on all the Enneagram things you're technically, quote, not supposed to do, end quote. Definitely have typed our kids.
I'm not sorry.
It's funny, engaging, and I thoroughly enjoy every episode. My only complaint is that I want more. Sure, you have lives and families, and this podcast probably costs you money to produce, but I just really need you guys to step up. I volunteer.
Oh my gosh. Tribute
for a third host if you need me. I'm here for you. Thanks for the fun podcast.
Wow, look, I love this person.
I do not. Hosting is easy. Editing is hard.
Yeah.
Please come edit this podcast. Unless you meant host like... You'll put it on your website.
Like, I don't think that. You'll
give us the space and the feed.
I don't think that's what
she
means.
So we don't have to pay for it that anymore.
I think she's a healthy one.
Really?
Yes, because she's so enthusiastic and she's like, there needs to be more of this. Well, or a 3. There needs to be more of this. I'll do it if I have to. But
That sounds like a 4 to me.
Hmm.
I don't know. No, I can see 3. I can see 3.
3? 3. Yeah. She's a 3.
Yeah. All right.
Case closed. You guys rock. No, we haven't. We maybe have had a couple of reviews that say that. They're all blending together in my mind. 5 stars.
Not to toot our own horn.
I mean,
we've heard that a few times.
I've just heard it so many times. Mm-hmm. From Tay Rex 245. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to your podcast since last summer, and I honestly feel closer to the person I want to be. It was awkward finding my type, but I've grown to like my type. Also, you guys are so entertaining. That's nice.
That was very nice.
Was nice.
We're helping that person.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? We only have 4 more reviews left.
Oh my gosh. Plus Let's the one it. On Instagram, just saying.
Too much.
Wait, fun. We didn't type her.
Oh.
Tay Rex.
5?
5. Is short, sweet, to the point. Okay.
Alright. Too much fun. Dear No Chillin. Oh, from Cheers Babe. 5 stars. Dear No Chill Enneagram, love you, mean it, double heart emoji. Let me just say that it's gotten pretty bad for me too, so I can relate. I've only listened to an episode and a half, but I can say that this is my new go-to Enneagram pod because it just makes me giggle, and even though the Enneagram is a legitimately useful tool and has been somewhat life-changing for me as a type... guess. As a type question mark, you guess. I just think it's pretty fun, hint, hint. Too big of a hint. To take ourselves a little less seriously from time to time. Thank you guys, so entertaining.
7.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love, love, love. 5 stars. Yeah. From Kel 444. All I have is love for you two.
Oh my gosh.
I really value what I call, quote, the sacred profane, unquote.
Okay, that's a little...
That's weird.
That's a little intense.
AKA humor, especially on deep topics.
Wait.
What?
So she just made up a whole other phrase for humor?
Yes.
Okay. She's like, they're like, wow, you have a really good sense of humor. And she's like, no. I have a really good sense of the sacred profane. And they're like, all right, I'm going to go over here now.
Wow. Anyway, in that vein, you really make the Enneagram palatable and less intimidating. Laughter really is medicine, especially if when doing personality heart surgery. Thanks, guys, for sharing yourselves with the world. Me raising my wine glass in the air. Cheers. Cheers emoji.
All right. 4.
4?
No, 2. We already decided it's a 2.
Yeah, the love. Oh, so much love.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Laughter really is medicine.
Oh, getting close.
All right. From an obsessed Enneagram fan. From Marley Beth. 5 stars. I love listening to this podcast. I've been obsessed with the Enneagram for a while, and I love all kinds of Enneagram content. Of course we have Queen Suzanne to look to for all wisdom. But whenever I want to feel like I'm hanging out with friends and just talking about the Enneagram while still learning something new, this is the podcast I pick. I've started sharing it with my friends as well as my fiance, who I'm slowly but surely turning into an Enneagram fan. Or an ex-fiance. As
oh
well.
My god.
I'm just kidding. Although he would definitely hate the word Enneagram fan. P.S. Please type me on the podcast.
It feels like a 6 to me.
I was going to say the same thing.
Because she looks to Queen Suzanne for all wisdom.
Yeah.
Very loyal.
And also just sharing things that they like and all that.
Yeah. Right, okay, this is our second.
Last but not least.
Yeah, second to last. Awesome podcast, Heart, from Fatma AK. Whoa, United Arab. Wow.
Wow, this is from the United Arab Emirates.
Yeah. Super refreshing. The Enneagrams always felt depressing with all the talk about brokenness and wounds. Not that I don't like brokenness and wounds.
Love them.
But you guys make it so upbeat and hilarious. Keep doing you. 4 heart emojis. A 4?
They're not a 4.
Not a 4?
No.
She said, not that I don't like brokenness and
wounds. Well, but a 4 would never be like, ooh, all that talk about brokenness and wounds.
True.
I think it's probably...
What?
A 3, maybe?
Okay.
Or a 7.
So we've had a lot of 7s.
Here's the deal. I've got 2 reviews in my inbox.
Oh, okay.
I get reviews that come to my inbox before they show up on Chartable.
You read those 2 and then I'll read the 1. Okay.
So here's the thing. They don't come with the name. So
anonymous review.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to read your names. You came in late. What are you going to do?
But you'll know.
Yeah, you're lucky you're in here at all. Literally, they were done today.
Wow.
So, all right. Both fun and meaningful. I subscribe to a lot of podcasts, including at least 5 or 6 different Enneagram-related ones. And this one is my first choice when I need to clean the kitchen or do laundry or pack lunches for kids. Who's kids?
Just the kids.
It makes Yeah. It makes depressing or mundane things so much more bearable, and learning while laughing or crying are the best way to do things in life, especially when faced with dried egg yolk on a plate or polymer mashed socks. If you're able to not take everything so seriously for half a minute, then give this podcast a try.
So sassy.
Bethany and Richard have their audience laughing and thinking at least somewhat deeply every time. That's the pull quote that we need to put on our endorsements.
Yes.
We will have you laughing and thinking at least somewhat deeply.
I feel like that was a four.
It felt like a four, maybe.
Because there's like a resistance to like the mundane tasks of like the soul-crushing dishes and laundry.
But I don't know. I love chores.
You do?
I do, yeah.
Mm. I don't know. Wow. Okay, well.
It's just like stabilizing.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. I was about to throw the Enneagram across the room. Wow. Cool story. All right. Oh my gosh. The episode with Chris Huerts. And yeah, I know how to pronounce it. Smiling.
It's a laughing, crying. Crying, laughing.
Crying, laughing face. Was the best thing ever.
Yes.
I've been more touched by listening to Chris on different podcasts and reading his book, Sacred Enneagram, than any other Ennea reading or Ennea listening I've done. To hear you guys joke around with him was amazing. I seriously loved every minute of this episode. I laughed out loud, talked back to you, and nearly cried while listening. I've been incredibly frustrated with the Enneagram, was ready to pitch it across the room when I found your podcast. How does this happen? How do you pitch an Enneagram across the room?
You just do. I don't know.
Okay. I still don't know what type I am, and it's killing me to feel like I don't know myself at all. But at least I feel way more at ease and comforted somehow by listening to your podcast. Thank you. And please,
type me. Yeah.
What do you think?
I want to say 9.
A lot of... Yeah, well,
because
so much anger.
Well, yes, yeah. A 9, like at the end of their rope, can get angry. She feels like she doesn't know herself. Like that is like,
yeah,
the thing of a 9s is to not know yourself, and. Mm-hmm. I think she's merging with us listening to the podcast. Like, it's making her feel better just to, like, get engulfed in it and, like, you know, hang out with people who, like, are talking about it. So, I think she's a 9.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, that was fun.
That's
we did it. Holy crap.
We did it.
How many reviews did we type?
Like, over 100.
Jeez Louise, why did we make that promise?
Okay, wait, let's establish like what we're gonna do from here on out. Like, are we ever gonna do this again, or should we just say,
look guys,
hey, we did it, and so from now on
we don't know.
Okay, we make no promises.
If you review our podcast right now, you'll get like a lot of goodwill because we'll know that you're not doing it to be reviewed.
Mm-hmm.
But also you might be reviewed, but also you might not be reviewed.
You might, you
but
might
also
not.
You might win a prize.
You might
get a mug.
Get a ticket to our workshop, our live show, our
mason jar. You might get a free mason jar.
You might get a free mason jar. You might get, if it's good enough, a screenshot of it on our social media. Where we're like, wow, this was so good.
And that brings me to our final segment. Bethany.
Yeah.
Our final segment of the season is called, what did the Enneagram teach us about each other?
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of dreading this.
I know, me too.
This was your idea.
What did the Enneagram teach you about me?
Oh, I guess I'm starting. Well, I don't know. It's hard to answer it that way, like what the Enneagram taught you, because I feel like all I thought of was like what you taught me about fours.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fair. That's a good, yeah, okay. That's a good way of framing it.
Well, right off the bat, you taught me that for fours, it's not like all about being like unique and different and special, mm-hmm. but it is more deeply about being seen and known.
Mm-hmm.
And like wanting to be unique and special is like one way of trying to achieve that need, but that's not the whole thing. I feel like, I don't know if this really has anything to do with being a four, but like you can't learn people's names.
It's just a self-centeredness.
Yeah.
I think it has something to do with it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying all fours are like that. Definitely yeah. not. But there's a sense in which if it doesn't like feel natural for me. So I've learned that some people study people's names, mm-hmm. like at least haphazardly, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that. I just assume like if I care about you enough, I'll learn your name. And I've learned over the last year that that is just not true. There are a lot of people I care deeply about whose names I do not know.
You don't? How do you care deeply about someone and not know their name?
It's wild, right? Also, okay. I think something may be happening in my brain that's a physiological problem.
Oh, my God!
I think I might be having a series of strokes.
No. No, you're not.
No, but for real, I forget stuff a lot. It's
okay,
weird.
You're not having strokes, though. You can't okay. blame it on that.
Well, I don't, you're not a doctor, Bethany. So.
No, I'm not. But I do remember things that are not about myself. And I think they're important and I remember them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, you know, anyway, moving on.
Well, I don't know how to answer the question because I don't remember who you are or what's happening right now.
Okay, well.
I'm just kidding.
Sorry.
No, it's been wild working with the two. I've never worked with the two before, to my knowledge.
Really?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, until I worked with you.
Wow. I've never worked with a four, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, we had to do a lot of, like, awkward dancing, I feel like. I feel like our sort of, like, work relationship was characterized by a lot of, like, active communication.
Yeah.
About how things were going and, like, what do you need from me, communication-wise, and... I think we both needed that. Yeah. I think one of the things I learned was that a four was more about four's relationship with twos, mm-hmm. right? Which I think will help a lot of numbers, but like twos are committed people.
Mm-hmm.
When they're committed, they're committed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is like, honestly, it's an amazing thing, but it's also a lot of pressure. It can mm-hmm. be a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
It should be a lot of pressure, right? In some ways.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, it's just like treating that commitment with the care and appreciation that it needs to be treated with is pretty important, mm-hmm. I think. And so, yeah, I've learned that.
Sweet. I've learned that.
I'm in with a note of encouragement. I don't know about twos. Let's start the fast now. I'm just going to talk about Bethany.
Oh, okay.
Bethany, like, you are incredibly intuitive about people, and you're a really good listener, and you have been really fun to do this podcast with. I do not know how to end this without making a series of jokes, without punctuating
yeah.
my sincerity with jokes. I feel okay. so uncomfortable right now.
Don't feel uncomfortable. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, this has just been a really amazing experience.
Yeah,
I genuinely feel that this podcast has been a turning point in my life. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if other people around me feel that way or not, but...
yeah, I actually, yeah, I feel the exact same way because I've never done anything like this before and yeah. like didn't know if I could or if I would enjoy it or want to do things like this. And then I realized that, yeah, I do really enjoy this. I enjoy podcasting. Obviously, I enjoy the Enneagram. Yeah. So, yeah.
And I think, you know, one of the things that came out in your skill set as you've been doing this is just how good you are at talking to people and how good you are at giving people advice. And helping people with their lives and providing perspective, right? So I hope that's something you've taken away from this.
Yeah.
I just, as a four wing three, I've been in a little bit of a rut of trying to make successful things that people loved.
Yeah.
That were also a part of me that I felt that I could like be proud of.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's just not possible. Sometimes you have to make things people love or make successful things, at least on the front end. Mm-hmm. And so this was an attempt to make something that I loved and that I felt was a part of me, and yeah. it ended up that people liked it, which is awesome.
It is amazing.
This has been No Chill Enneagram. It is hosted and produced by Richard Clark and Bethany Perkins, edited by Richard Clark. Theme music is Max Flashback by Leah Rosevere. Music for typing reviews is 80s Interlude by Fannis. Our amazing logo and most of our awesome Instagram illustrations are by Matt Metcalf.
If you're in the Heart Triad, share this podcast with your friends and bond with them over how much you love it. If you're in the Head Triad, share all of your deep thoughts about each episode with us on social media. If you're in the Gut Triad, your gut is telling you to subscribe to this podcast and give it a 5-star review. You should listen. Whatever type you are, leave us a review on iTunes and follow us on social media. We are at NoChillEnneapod on Twitter and at NoChillEnneagram on Instagram.